Congratulations to Paul Swan, host of The Drive, for capturing the prestigious 2024 West Virginia Broadcasters Association Excellence in Broadcasting Award for Best Talk Show. Tune in to Paul during your drive home weekdays at 5:06 p.m. on ESPN 94.1 and AM 930.
Can you talk a little bit more about what that conversation was like when you first got it from Christian Spears?
You know, it's interesting how life plays out sometimes. I mean, I think it started, they happen to know, because of Christian's son, the Alabama men's coaching staff. And so last summer, I was at Alabama's men's clinic and was able to do a piece there on neuroscience and trust and building teams. And so I just think it's always important, you know, to get outside of your comfort zone, because those connections start widening. And so when Christian called, I was immediately excited, because I have been watching, you know, from one state over, what Marshall has been doing. And he immediately discussed how this place was on the rise, all the things that they were putting in place so that they could keep getting better at all of the sports and as an institution. And that immediately excites me.
Coach, when you thought about this job and what happened before, now you meet with the team today. Yeah. What was the reception? Because they've been through a little bit of a whirlwind.
They have been. You know, it's always so hard, I think, for players and coaching changes, because they don't have a lot of say in the process, and it's immediate uncertainty. And so one of the things I did appreciate with Christian was that we did move this quickly, because it matters that this core stays together. And the longer that uncertainty goes, obviously the harder it is. And so I appreciated that they were patient. And when I talked to them this week, I'm just trying to reassure them that Marshall is the right place for them. We have their best interest at heart. And all the things that they loved about last year, we're going to, you know, use those and just keep moving forward. And so this is a place that cares about them and wanted this process to go quickly so they could still be here.
Recruiting-wise, not just this year, but but overall, are you more portal-oriented, high school, JUCO, combination of all?
Yeah, well, right now we have to be portal-oriented, right? I mean, we have to go complete our roster, and so we will do that. You know, I really believe in combinations. I like that we will be able to have some players from this area. I know we're going to be able to get them that will be here, grow through this, and graduate from Marshall. You know, I think that is always one of the best pieces of college athletics is, you know, that team continuity. But there's also the, you know, the piece of the reality that we have to adapt to now, and players have a lot of options, and I think that's a great thing. And so our job is going to be, whether we're filling in spaces in the portal and using that to grow our team, I do believe that we want to get players from this area. You know, I mean, you draw a 3-hour circle. This is a great place for so many athletes to come call home. And so I want to be able to do both, because I think the power of athletics can be on both sides of that.
How much does recruiting and coaching change going from D3 to D1? Will things change for you?
Well, I think it's, first off, I still think it's all a people business. So it doesn't matter what any of us are doing, whether it's athletics or outside. Having great people and retaining great people, to me, is the key of all success. And so we're going to start with a great people point. But on some levels, basketball is basketball. And, you know, we've been playing at a very high level of basketball for quite a while now. And, you know, we're still going to translate. The most likely thing on every possession is still a miss, you know. And so rebounding will matter. And we know rebounding will matter. And we're going to build both sides out from that. You know, how you're going to draw help's going to be the same. You know, we're going to create advantages off the screen by dominant interior play and people that can get to the rim. Those things don't change. And so how we do it with this group, that'll be the piece that changes. But some of those fundamentals are always the same. And I think in so many systems, simplicity still helps.
As a D3 coach, what do you think your challenges are going to be transitioning from Division III to Division I?
Well, I think that's a great question, one I've been asked a lot. You know, one of the first differences is now all of the AAU contacts and those people, I mean, we're just talking about different people that do different skill sets, you know, different size and speed, but those contacts are all the same. You know, I've been here for 10 years. Like they said, I mean, I think between West Virginia and Kentucky, we've had so many people come through our team camp. All the coaches have been reaching out, and so now we're just talking about different players. But the contacts and connections, you know, those don't change. I've been very fortunate to be back here for a long time. And so, you know, the bigger piece is it's a bigger stage. I'm grateful for those opportunities and excited to go through those.
Other question, anyone? Christian talked about, you know, you reached out to Kim Caldwell. And,
yeah.
You know, what did that vote of confidence from her and I don't want you to reveal all that conversation to keep some of that private, but you know, just what did that mean to have that discussion with her and to have her support?
Well, I from the way everybody had always talked about her, I knew she would take the call, and that said a lot about her character, because while she was moving forward, she really did care about this institution and wanted to make sure this group was also taken care of. And so I appreciated her taking the time, because obviously every time there's a job change, the initial 2 weeks are pretty crazy. And the other piece was she reaffirmed what everybody said about the leadership and why she came here, why she thought it was going to be a great place to work. And so I appreciate those sides. And we'll talk again in the next few weeks as we keep moving forward. But she was very gracious with her time and said unbelievable things about the community. And I appreciated that.